Proclamation number 7878, dated the April 25th, 1961. The grace of receiving the word is a commitment. The grace of receiving the word is a commitment, on the one hand to distribute what comes to you from above, and on the other hand to endorse that which you recognize as truth towards your fellow human beings. It is futile if you, who receive the word from me, are satisfied with the information which is sent to you. You should, with full conviction, pass this knowledge on to your fellow human beings who are in need of it. And you should not let yourselves be deceived by objections, for people will always do so, despite the fact that I myself impart the pure truth to you which will always stand up to such objections. For this reason I need strong-willed servants who will stand up for what they receive. And they will also always be able to clearly judge where error exists and therefore counteract it, because they are in my service and as my faithful servants in my vineyard are duty-bound to do so. I convey the truth to earth because you humans are in need of light. You live in darkness because many fallacies were and are still offered to you. Only truth leads to beatitude. Erroneous belief prolongs the path to the goal, for time and again it will obscure this path so that you humans will stray from the straight and narrow and require a long time until you get back on the right path towards ascent, on the path of truth, where the light is shining which I radiate down to earth for the sake of your benefit. Be glad that you may receive bright light and make use of this illumination. Take the path that is shown to you, abide by my word which sounds from above, which my servants convey to you on my instructions and which they can also justifiably endorse as pure truth because they have received it from me. And where you humans can recognize an obvious working of the Spirit, that is where the pure truth from me exists. And this is what you should adopt, but don't mix it with spiritual knowledge whose origin is doubtful to you. And because it is my will that the truth from me shall remain pure, I also expect those who receive it from me to firmly endorse that which originated from me, for they know that they are thereby of service to me, because they recognize the extreme value of the information they receive through my Spirit. Consequently, if the pure truth is in danger of becoming distorted, it should be heedfully guarded, for my adversary avails himself of every opportunity which presents itself in order to render the truth from me ineffective. And he succeeds in doing so as soon as different spiritual knowledge is added to it, which was conceived by human intellect and which cannot be spoken of as the working of the Spirit. My word should certainly be spread, but it shall be offered to people in all purity, just as it came forth from me myself. And it is my servant's task to ensure that this word will remain pure, as far as it is within their power. For the seed shall not become contaminated because it is intended to bear good fruit. However, anyone whom I appoint to an office will also receive the strength from me to administer it. Hence, I will also guide you such that your attention will be drawn to where your work is needed, where you shall carry out your mission, and I will always guide your thoughts correctly so that you will work according to my will. For receiving my word is a grace of utmost significance, and anyone who wants to serve me will therefore always have my support and at all times take the path which corresponds to my will. I myself will guide him, I myself will turn his thoughts in the right direction, and I myself will give him the strength to work in accordance with my will. Amen.